AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Ring the alarm! Another sound is dying.
A nice looking suit. Going it out, Vic.
Come on.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports.
Get in the game!
Live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app on a Tide of the Lodge Tuesday.
Todo es mentira! Desde el mundo. Todo es mentira, la verdad. The world is a lie! But the truth is, the Dodgers lost last night to the Atlanta Braves, and the Panic Brothers are in the house.
Oh, God, no.
But it's not just a Tide of the Lies Tuesday, man. It's a La Tuya, Tu Hermano Tuesday in La Casa de los Doyers. Radio Bamba. 00.0.
And a super flex for the Petros and Money Show.
All the way back to noon.
On at noon, off at 2, before the regularly scheduled start, as super flexed of a super flex as we have ever had. Not only are we not off at 3 when the show would normally start, off at 2!
It's 3 Eastern, and
yeah.
We're happy to be with you on this Tired of the Lies Tuesday. The Panic Brothers are in the house. Matt is back from calling the Monday Night Football game. We are your home of the Dodgers. Game 2.
Oh, I called it all right.
I'm not panicked about that.
Oh, there it is.
I'm not panicked about anything.
Shouldn't we be?
Is that Cates' nonverbal way of saying we should be panicked? I'm a little panicked.
Well, Cates' Twitter was super cool last night. I mean, Cates did not do the Tim on tilt drop.
Tim Cates is...
On tilt
text.
Yeah.
We did not get a text.
I mean, he didn't really...
Is that a response to our pointing out that you were on tilt in the Padres series?
Or were you doing something else? Were you otherwise engaged last night with lacrosse, with your daughters, or
no.
Don Kukoc?
Were you talking to Max Crosby of the Raiders after the big win?
I wish.
Shooting a gun in the air?
I wish. I hit a wall last night about the third inning.
Because of Scam?
I started getting really tired.
Because of Scam?
Yeah.
How was Scam this morning?
Scam was great this morning. A lot of great calls.
A lot of calls.
Great talks on the Dodgers.
People panicking, Cates?
Surprisingly, no. But then, of course, at 9:01 a.m., like 5 minutes after we signed off, Dodger PR tweeted out, Clayton Kershaw is not making the start. Back spasms. Tony
Gonsolin. Scam needs that nugget, man.
Yeah, that's when
couldn't that come at 8:30?
Would have started.
Get that great Scam analysis.
Well, back at 10, Fred and Rodney took over.
That's right.
And they had that analysis. All we have to offer is panic and
meow. Cat sounds.
And the pornography of fear. Now, I do believe we are going to have the latest on Kershaw, who does have back problems today, but maybe a light at the end of the tunnel for him in this series, according to Dave Roberts. We will talk to David Vasse.
This segment.
Our man in Dallas, this segment, and he does have fresh.
Yeah, Kershaw's doing something right now at the ballpark, and Dave will have the latest on what he's doing.
Fresh and exclusive information. And then in the second segment, Panic Brothers Part 1.
Why does this back thing have to creep up right now? I mean, you know.
Well, Matt, he's never gotten back surgery. It sort of crept up every few months for the last decade of Clayton Kershaw's career.
What's he normally miss on that? Is it like what? Like a start? Or is it like, you know, maybe
it really
like
varies.
10 days to a couple months?
I mean, it really varies. You see that gut he's got now? He can't have that much course.
Oh, God.
What?
No.
What?
Oh,
what?
God.
I saw the picture on Manhattan Beach. It's not my fault.
No.
Okay, fine.
Well, you guys remember opening day, right? Of this truncated season.
That's what I'm saying.
Season.
That was like about 10 days, right?
Yeah.
So they're playing 7 consecutive games, which means if Kershaw's going to throw in the series, he's got to get back in the next, 5 days, I guess, right?
We're not ready, Bob.
Bob, are we ready?
So who's
Bob? Are we ready?
So who's responsible?
We're not ready.
Like Clayton woke up and he's like, guys, I'm a little stiff. I couldn't wipe my colo.
Yeah, no big
hotel.
Deal. Just go ahead and pop some Advil there. You know, give it a couple hours and probably loosen up. Maybe a little bit of yoga. A little bit of touch of the toes.
And do you think he did that? And then he called back again. Guys, it's Clayton again. Things are really effed here at the house.
I hear what you're saying. But
you think he's staying at home? He might be staying at home.
He wanted to, but I believe they said no.
Oh.
So, you know, I got a buddy who just lives up the road. Just probably throw on a nice...
Went down to the JW Marriott jacuzzi.
Vines polo and bring me a...
Tried to loosen up my back in in the jacuzzi.
A little
the
bit of Ben Gay there. Let's try that. Oh, yeah, get to the... What's that? Oh, it's kids' hour in the jacuzzi. There's a bunch of kids jumping around doing cannonballs in the... well, we can probably clear them out. That's okay. We can figure that one
kids,
out.
Kids, beat it. Kershaw's back is stiff. He's got to start today.
Go ahead and get in there. See what happens.
Can we blame the bed, maybe, at the hotel?
Oh, I heard
that's a good one, Kate.
You saw my tweet about
sleep number? Yeah, sleep number tweet, Kate's. Tim well, maybe, on tilt tweets.
Maybe he was in the pool throwing the kids around, you know, and just kind of reached up too high. It's like, ah.
That's a good one, Cates. What if he has like one of them fancy $20,000 prescription beds because of his bad back and he's at that Marriott or wherever?
I wouldn't put it past him.
You know, and you lift up that mattress and what do you see? Two sheets of plywood. Son of a bitch.
I mean, this guy's had a bad back for a long time, as you sarcastically pointed out, Matt. But that brings us to our starter today, the year of the cat. Tony Gonsolin. He loves cats. He looks like Frank Zappa. He loves cats. He hasn't pitched in a long time, although he did pitch a sim game a couple days ago, I think. What does a sim game entail, Cates?
It's where you and a co-pilot simulate like you're going to fly an airplane.
No. Come on.
And recreate like maybe like
a crash.
It's
like Jameis was doing, you know, in that time off. Remember when Jameis was like, oh, I got it figured out. I've been watching the game in these goggles here.
Oh, like
the
Luke,
Oculus.
Like Luke Skywalker on the Millennium Falcon.
Exactly right.
When he was fighting those things.
And then what happened?
He got
kicked Vader's ass.
Yeah, and he got shot in the ass.
He did.
Oi!
Ain't going to kill you.
No, it's a training method.
Yeah. A sim game.
You know who knows about it?
Well, the Sims. Build that city. You better have a fire department. Better have a police department, or else you're gonna have rampant crime.
I remember Sim City,
right?
And I played that on an old Mac. I also had Psycho and a few other games. Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh, Leisure Suit.
Larry. Bottom and Egghead Software. Egghead Software on Western.
Damn right.
And I'll never forget, Matt. Sim City. It's like my city's on fire. It's like because you didn't build enough police departments, you idiot. You defunded the police in 1984.
Hobo, hobo, hobo. Hobo, hobo, hobo.
It was Portland before it was Portland, huh?
Yeah. Like,
that's what I wanted. I dropped some drug dealers in. I'm like, you know what? Put all the drugs here. Put all the hobos here. And then I got all the affluent suburbs out here. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about that fire.
Why are you so into building trains? Because I believe in rail transportation, you son of a bitch. I'm a civic leader.
Put a clover leaf right here.
You know, maybe Vasse will help us with what a sick
the home
is.
Of the Dodgers.
With an inside look at the Dodgers, this is the Vasse Report with David Vasse.
Live from the press box at Globe Life Field. It is an outlaw of sorts. Every time we mentioned Vasse's name last night, Don McLean said, Tier 3.
He dropped a Tier 3 on
him? Tier 3.
Oh, that's not cool.
No. No, it's not.
Tier 3 is pretty sweet. You're in the park. You're watching practice.
We got a man there.
You got your eyeballs on what we can't see on the TV.
We've got somebody that knows all about what's happening with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and there's very few people that are with the team. Dave is one of them. They let the fans in last night, and the Dodgers squatted down and laid a giant stinking egg in front of the fans.
Jesus, how much seltzer does Dave have today?
I just wanted Outlaw P.
Good God.
At the real underscore DV is his Twitter, Spectrum Sports Net LA, MLB Network. The information he has today is invaluable. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great and enjoying the Tier 3 view. I saw Clayton Kershaw do some work in the bullpen. Got to have these binoculars if you're in Tier 3. Bushnell, thank you very much for these binoculars, no doubt. And well, yeah, I bought them via Amazon many years ago, but they're outdated, I was told. But I could see very clearly with these binoculars, Clayton Kershaw doing a lot of work in the Dodger bullpen. He first did some dry work, which means you're not throwing to a catcher. You're just going through your mechanics. And then he went to throw off flat ground, loosen up a little bit more. went back to the bullpen and threw an aggressive bullpen session with the coach standing in while he was making his pitches. So
well, that's good.
That's a great sign for the Dodgers.
But why isn't he, if he can do that, then why isn't he pitching?
Yeah, well, bullpen session, no matter how aggressive you throw it, Petros, it's not the adrenaline and torque that you're putting on your entire body in high-stress situations in a playoff game. So the Dodgers played it safe. Dave Roberts said that he started to feel discomfort in his back after his bullpen session on Saturday. He was trying to do some treatment on it the last couple of days. They wanted to wait to see how he felt when he woke up this morning. It was not at the level they felt comfortable with him starting, so that's the reason why they scratched him. But Dave Roberts on his Zoom earlier today said that he is very optimistic and it is very likely Kershaw will pitch in this series, but it won't be tomorrow, which puts Game 4 very much in play for Clayton Kershaw to make a start in this series.
You look at the numbers, Dave, and there is a big difference between being up 1-0, even though that's a hole, and 2-0. So critical decision about who your starting pitcher is going to be. Why Tony Gonsolin?
Well, he's the freshest starting pitcher that you have, and Julio Urias threw his bullpen session on Sunday in preparation to pitch a large part of Game 3, whether that's as a starting pitcher traditionally or whether it's him taking down five or six innings after a relief pitcher starts the first, still remains to be seen. But there is no question that Julio Urias is going to be a pitcher tomorrow for the Dodgers, so that eliminates him from tonight. Also, the Dodgers don't want to use Dustin May back-to-back days, so he will not be available tonight. Oh, so that leaves Tony Gonsolin. And Alex Wood, also on this roster, can take down a couple of innings if necessary. But the big thing to keep in mind,
Georgia's
is
undefeated. Wood's good. Come on. Sorry, yeah, Dave. Go ahead.
The biggest thing to keep in mind, guys, is that Gonsolin was supposed to throw a four- or five-inning simulated game on Sunday, but with Kershaw's back starting to give him issues on Saturday, they rescheduled their plans and had him just throw a bullpen session. So he is fresh. Even though he hasn't pitched since September 26th, he is ready to go.
So he didn't pitch a sim game?
He did not.
Ooh, so he...
New information!
Look at that.
Rope-a-dope, rope-a-dope.
Dave, because it's pitching and because it's so dramatic when the other team is bombing homers off you and at a count that is at 0-2 or 1-2, perhaps what was overlooked was an anemic offense that has plagued this team in postseasons past and been as big of a reason for them not coming up with a World Series championship as the pitching has been. What did you figure from last night, and what were the Dodgers bats doing wrong that they were doing so right in that Game 3 against the Padres?
I don't think their bats were doing anything wrong. I think Max Fried was doing everything right. You have to sometimes give the opposing pitcher some credit. Max Fried was outstanding. His curveball was unbelievable, especially against left-handed hitters. It was looking like it was coming right at their face, and it dropped in for a strike, and he threw it 30 times. In comparison, he threw his fastball 37 times, so he threw it almost as much as his fastball. So that tells you how good it was working. And you could just see the looks on the Dodgers hitters' faces last night that it was going to be a long night for them against Max Fried.
So you're telling me Clint Eastwood style, trouble with the curve?
Trouble with the curve, man.
It's a sound it makes when it hits a glove.
Can the Dodger pitchers do that?
That's the game the Braves should win. Their number one starter's on the mound. He's left-handed. The Dodgers don't do well against lefties, and they don't do well against spin. And Fried did all of those things, so it was going to be a long night for them.
So are they screwed?
No.
Are they screwed and stewed?
There's a right-handed pitcher on the mound tonight that doesn't have a lot of experience. So I'm expecting the Dodger offense to score some runs tonight or today.
What about the Dodger pitchers and everybody saying, well, this is a bad matchup because the Dodger pitchers like to throw gas and the Braves hitters like to hit gas. So they got to start throwing some more off-speed stuff. Does that work? Can the Dodgers do that? Can they do the off-speed thing?
Not if that's not part of your repertoire. No, I don't see that. By the way, let's go back to my guy, Joe Kelly. He does do that. His curveball is elite. So if you're looking for a guy to spin and that has a lot of guts late in the game, Joe Kelly's your man.
Well, why didn't he pitch?
That's a great question. I don't
know. Ooh, I like that. That's a good question, P, because when Dave responds with that's a great question, that means
I don't know, but I would have put him in.
That's what I would have done.
I would have done that.
Speaking of angry people, Walker Buehler got a little angry last night. He put on his special Mamma Mia tights to pitch the game.
Yeah,
and
weird.
Then suddenly he was asked about it because he got pulled and he was angry. And he was not too pleased with that, Dave. Were you cut off by the NBC guy asking that question? What are your thoughts on his tight pants?
Number one, that NBC.com guy.
Oh, my bad.
Is kind of a clown question type of guy. And Fred Rogan needs to rope him in a little bit more. I don't know how you guys feel, but I agree with Walker Buehler. It wasn't the time or place after a game like that. I don't know how the pants come into play in a situation like that. It's not like there was a blister on his pants.
Well, maybe his balls were all tangled up.
No, I agree with Walker Buehler.
But what if Michael responded with, what if your sack was all tangled up? Like a hardcore follow-up. And he could say, well, that's a good question, Michael.
You should jump on the Zoom.
Do you think
you should follow up?
You think they'd let me?
Was he laughing? Was Michael like giggling? Like, what's up with your tight pants? Or did he ask it like a true journalist? Like, hey, I'm doing some digging here and trying to figure out what's going wrong with you.
I'll put it into some context for you. This guy, Michael, brings his dog into the media workroom during spring training because the players do.
Okay.
What a complete dumbass.
Yeah, Susie Schuster did that.
Dumbass!
Brought her dog once to USC practice, and I never got over it.
No feel, just like last night.
Good point, Dave. By the way, can I ask a question since I'm not asking it to Walker Buehler, but I'm asking it to you?
Good question.
Sure.
Are those a different material than the rest? I know that sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't.
It looks like it is a different material as well.
Otherwise, we wouldn't ask the question.
It feels like 80s type of baseball.
Yeah, like Little League cotton pants or something. It's weird looking.
Made by Bike.
Ooh, right. Yeah, or, the bikes.
Oh, I remember that. The bikes were great, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of having your balls tangled up.
Why don't you get sacks on? Maybe sacks sent him over to Walker Buehler. Those were the type of sacks pants he wore.
Good call. Look at that. Little scam DV crossover here.
David Vasse is our guest at The Real Under...
Sacks and Kate's in the AM. Scam.
Oh, gotcha.
Did you go on Scam today?
Yes, I did.
Did you go on Rogan and Rodney?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
And now who are you on with?
The Panic Brothers.
Yeah! So who is the closer?
There is no closer.
But you said it should be Joe Kelly, right?
I did not say that. I said not last night.
What if it were up to you,
Dave?
What if it were up to you?
I would not give the ninth inning solely to Joe Kelly. I feel like Victor Gonzalez is starting to earn more of Dave Roberts' trust in high leverage situations. I think Vic Gonzalez might be a guy that can be mixed in late. Yeah.
So what we're to take away from this is Gonsolin never pitched a sim game. Kershaw's back is okay enough to pitch an aggressive bullpen, and the Dodgers are kind of on a wing and a prayer tonight with their pitching, but they like the matchup with their hitting.
I would say look for Kershaw in a game four if his back tomorrow morning wakes up and is feeling good, because if he's eliminated from tomorrow's game, like Dave Roberts said, and he feels like it's extremely likely that he'll pitch in this series, game four seems to be the target for me.
Dave, I was listening to you on the way home following the Chargers Monday Night Football game, and there was a young lady that called in from Globe Life Field.
Right.
And she seemed a little bit confused.
Very much so.
And you seemed a little bit perturbed. And I'm just wondering, did you...
Perturbed? No, I was...
Well, no, you were
not
trying
patient,
to get...
Not patient?
Yeah, he was very impatient. He was trying to get info out of her, and I don't know if there was a delay or she just couldn't hear what the hell was going on, but I felt like, you know, normally when someone calls in, they want to share something or provide an observation, and she had nothing, and then you just cut her off, like, before she could give her, like, oh... I wouldn't have put Trinan in the ninth. I would have put in Joe Kelly.
I don't think she was going to say that, honey.
It was just Dave was like, so you were there?
Yes.
She just wanted to touch greatness.
And did you feel safe?
Yes.
She touched greatness over the phone. That's what she wanted.
He just said bye to her. All right, well, thanks for the call.
Well, what else?
Gracias. That's what I'm saying.
Gracias, David.
Overserved at a game.
That she'd been drunk.
Yeah. Were they serving beer there yesterday?
Of course they weren't.
Oh,
Texas.
Yeah. Concessions were wide open.
Wide open now.
It was wide open now. Okay, so, Dave, so no panic?
No panic. I expect the Dodgers to get some early runs today, and that'll make Tony Gonsolin's job a lot easier.
Would that Mookie hit have been a homer at Dodger Stadium?
No.
Okay.
Freddie Freeman's hit. in the ninth inning would have been. It was 405 feet. It was.
Well, can't wait for tonight.
What was that other guy's name? Riley? That thing had to be 600
Austin
feet.
Riley. Close, 448.
It looked like 900.
Yeah.
Hard
yeah,
to hit actually. Jacks out there, huh? We love you, Dave. Have a great night, and we'll be all over this.
You guys were entertaining today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
The early start did you guys good.
Well, we're distracted now because we got a police pursuit.
That's exactly right.
Oh, murder exactly. suspect in Westlake. The Go Dodgers graphic is up on the screen, so you know it's Fox 11. We got a white truck.
It's a Nissan.
Out in the streets, they call it murder.
That's a Nissan four-door short bed pickup. Looks like there's some goods in the back.
That's Stu Mundell in the air, baby. PMS's favorite guy. Westlake Spike Strip at the elementary did not get him, according to the police scanner. He got around that.
He's at the 23 and the 101, right by Oaks Christian, Westlake High School, Don Martin's neighborhood.
Seems to be obeying the traffic laws.
Yeah, they stopped at a couple of lights.
He's stopping at lights. He even had a Mustang. And an explorer parked the sea for him to go through, and he chose to wait for the light to turn green.
Because he's a murderer. He knows they're going to be up off of him. A suspected murderer.
That certainly changes the calculus of the coverage.
Well, remember when that one guy slithered out of the car and just started firing off a Desert Eagle in Vernon?
That was,
and they riddled him full of bullets?
Yes, they did.
He did the machine gun dance like Papa Lo.
Well, remember, he started firing it off while hanging out the window on an on-ramp.
Yes, it was unreal. I think I did yoga there. Is that the Westlake place?
Westlake
High School.
Westlake Boulevard, Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
Yeah, dude, I think that's where the core power is. That's where I saw every white woman on Christmas Eve day.
Where are white women at?
They're there. Well, not now, probably.
Oh, yeah. Some call it the promenade, some call it the promenade. Either way, some high-end shops in there.
Oh, yeah, there's a Bristol Farms.
Ain't no joke there. You get yourself a Lululemon.
Get yourself a great potato salad at the Bristol Farms.
Damn right.
And a whistle pig.
I think they got a Mangiano's there, too. Get some good bread. He has decided to park. Well, you know, a lot of times if you have a nice vehicle, you want to park it by itself, so no door dings.
Right, and no trees around because you don't want to get any sap.
No sap. No wires.
Okay, he's parked. Let's hear Stu a little.
This afternoon, but the number of officers right there pulling up, and it looks like he definitely pulled into a parking spot. So very unusual attitudes from the suspect, and of course,
laissez-faire.
A very dangerous situation. Highly emotional, I would guess, especially when they start talking about domestic and family weapons.
Oh,
so right now you have there he goes. He's starting to move again. And you can see those officers, they get out of the vehicles, and then when that truck starts moving, they have to run back. And just to add some more information, I believe that that's going to be a Nissan, some sort of Nissan
pickup. Matt, you were all over that.
Crew
that's right,
cab,
Stu.
Like we said. And it
you
looks
know
like,
the,
you know, Oxnard
right
PD were not that familiar with their tactics. But it seems like that they're going to start blocking some of the
it's
exits
like maybe a,
out of here, which is
barrel
be
of paint there in the back,
interesting
too.
To see
one of them big,
because
like,
usually
or five-gallon tub.
Like a rope ladder.
Or
right?
Create a situation where the suspect is boxed in. But apparently it looks like that's what's going on.
Now he's backing
right,
up a
so
little bit.
So you say that the suspect's boxed in. Are there officers on the other side of the vehicle as well, literally surrounded, or just what we're seeing?
Nah, dude.
No. We're talking about the entrances into the parking
You don't want this guy to light up
the
freaking
right through the plate glass windows
black and whites right there
of the Barnes & Noble.
Light up the nail salon.
Sheriff's Department or PD. But right now I can tell you that they have police on there, so that's going to be
that guy's holding a shotgun.
And they're blocking the out there.
But
he's surrounded. He's trying to figure out what is his
move. They have police on there, so that's going to be Ventura PD.
Ventura PD don't mess around.
No.
They blocked all the entrances and exits, and now
put the V on
back
right
into
there.
That parking spot right there. I kind of wonder, because the way
he's
maneuvered
just
his vehicle,
into Ventura
maybe he
County,
rolled
right?
down the window.
That's
like
Ventura County Sheriff.
He's right on the border.
He's like right on the border. So, Ventura County got excited,
right now,
like, oh yeah, we're about to get some
of
this LA County, yes.
Can you meet me halfway?
Right on the
border,
where we gonna
be? Well, this certainly complicates the situation. The promenade. Westlake Village, a popular shopping area. Some of the restaurants there are opening for alfresco dining. So you do have some people in the area that could be
at the shopping mall at any time.
And you certainly have people inside.
So this turns into
a situation where the individual could
run towards cafe out there.
The shopping
Ooh,
mall.
Fresh
so
Brothers.
No doubt
Delicious
the security there has been notified.
The
and, oh, I love the sliders.
They're going to certainly watch the situation there for any of the patrons, the customers that might be inside that. That shopping mall, and now the parking lot.
Ooh, lemonade, very popular.
That's by the core power.
In some way, that you see more officers.
We're working on getting a reporter out to the scene right now.
And walking, is that right?
Yeah, Don McClain's about 15 minutes away.
The car right now, but
is he really
like going
to go?
I just texted him if he wanted to be an on-site reporter for us.
And pull into a parking.
McClain and I did a chase yesterday. It was happening with a van.
The U-Haul
was last night. We had a van. The U-Haul on the park was last night. That was special.
They got the Mediterranean is there.
Definitely, and we hope that the negotiations work out well for that suspect inside that vehicle. You can see a lot of other cars still driving around.
Are you crazy? They're in a negotiation.
Come on,
Kate.
Give us like 30 more seconds, all right?
Split off
30 seconds. Come on, producer Kate. Can we have 30 seconds here?
Give it to us, Kate.
29.
Keep people inside these businesses, not have them come out, not have them drive through.
I feel like this
is
going to be a standoff for a little while.
And clearly we saw that one vehicle driving by, and then, you know, maybe they were using their PAs, the announcement systems on their police cars to tell them to stop or go around, but he clearly saw what was happening.
Overtime again, you know, free football.
Right now,
oh, gotcha.
More of a standoff, like you said.
That's
I'm
an exciting
sure
team.
Gone so far
it is.
How about that quarterback?
We did see him just kind of drive
quarterback
away just moments
yeah, really
ago.
Good.
So
some other things we probably have to discuss.
Situation,
we're getting played out.
Where he's still very mobile, they might not be trying to get a hold of the negotiator.
Give me a champagne when I'm thirsty. Give me a reefer when I want to get high.
They're calling for the negotiator. This could take a while.
Yeah.
Is it McClain? All right, I'm here. What are your demands?
Dude, make up your mind.
McClain's negotiation will be his Suburban T-boning the driver's side of that Nissan Frontier.
Don, if it wasn't the bubble, would the Clippers have won it? I think the Clippers could have won it. That's all I wanted to know. All right, I give myself up. Give me champagne when I'm thirsty.
Tom Telesco this hour. Panic Brothers for the next 90 minutes.
I think we should call Vasse back.
Me too.
Give me a woman when I get lonely and set her right down here by my side.
LeBron James just did something that has never been done in the history of the NBA.
With every record,
LeBron has the best numbers ever.
With every achievement,
I see a guy who's in complete control of him.
This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue
it's
Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of,
no,
guys.
It's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does, and you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going, you know what I'm saying, brother, with all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
Tom Telesco going to join us in the next segment. General manager of the Chargers lose their fourth game in a row. And it takes overtime for the second time, and they fall to a former Super Bowl champion, Justin Herbert. Sensational, unfortunately. Not everybody was on top of their game, and Monday night they fall in overtime 30-27 to the Saints. Tom Telesco joins us every single Tuesday. He'll do so today in the very next segment.
But right now it's still a Panic Brothers segment. It looks like, is there still a standoff or did the guy get out? It looks like they kicked it to, did they kick it to coverage, Cates? What happened? Standoff?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, they're going back to it. Here we go.
Going back. Stu's still in the air.
Our reporter on the scene, Don McClain, said, I see the helicopters.
Okay. Yeah, I do have information from the Westlake area that is Don McClain's official Marmalade Cafe. Matt had a marmalade in his neighborhood when he lived in the valley. There used to be one on top of the hill.
2 hour wait for breakfast on Saturday or Sunday at the Marmalade in Calabasas when I lived out there. And
one on top of the hill closed due to lack of traffic.
Yeah. When you sat down, you're like, wow, what? 2 hours for this, huh?
So is this a truckette like K drives?
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a shorter bed. That's probably comparable to a Chevy Colorado, the old Nissan Frontier. It's not the Titan. The Nissan Titan is their full size.
Now, I do believe that's a 10-minute parking spot, so Promenade Security is going to write this guy up.
Interesting, because of the green color of the stall.
Usually those have a, but look, they're all green.
Yeah, so maybe you got to have that curb painted green in order for it to be the 10-minute pickup only for the Marmalade Cafe.
Turn up Stu a little. We got a pursuit suspect standoff at a mall. I think Fox 11 finally took the Go Dodgers. Nope, there it is. They do have a
canine here as in half well. Step. Even with that dog, got Tony Gonsolin on the mound tonight, game two. Must win.
It's like being half drunk.
Team goes up 2-0. They win a seven-game series 84% of the time. That's why you got to have that Go Dodgers up.
Canine is there.
There you go. Crack that door and let that dog fly.
This is affecting Don McLean's lunch pickup, I know for sure.
Is that Shake Shack?
Could be any of those places. They're
here. They're keeping Lemonade. An eye
on the entrances and exits. There's a dog.
We haven't seen any civilian vehicles coming
Let
in, so
fly.
They definitely have the entrance.
They blocked it. Why'd the guy wait so long in the parking lot? Now they got it all blocked off.
Out of his truck already.
He should be in San Luis Obispo by now.
Check out that dude with the scope.
Clearly, they're going to have to make contact with this guy just to
I mean, that is a clean
him.
Shot.
I got missile lock on this guy's balls.
Right?
The negotiations will start. And
permission to fire.
We'll just give himself
what
up.
If you were able to, like, non-lethal,
it's
break the window, release
sort of
the dog,
with the individual
dog
inside.
Jumps
We've
in the
it.
Truck. Yeah, that's the move.
We saw it in the desert.
That's the move.
Oh, those dogs take flight like Air Bud. Awesome.
Domestic situation before at his home.
Oh, no.
Where he might have threatened a family member with a gun, so they're treating this as such that this person
might
is
have.
Armed.
And seems so like a lot.
They're keeping a
you know, who doesn't
back.
Want to wave around a gun? Haven't you ever seen a Western?
I mean, look, I get illegal, you know, a legal issue. You don't want to accuse someone and then come back to get sued.
So
but I
some customers
feel like
feel
all the information is pointing in that direction. You can say accused of
forceful response.
Officers arriving. What are you seeing?
Maybe don't do may have been, but just accused of.
Whether or not there are
allegedly
are people being evacuated from there, or you see any
very famous Mediterranean style for the promenade there.
Beautiful,
beautiful.
Right there,
timeless,
the
really.
St. Mark,
on the left
Venetian.
Side of the
yeah,
I believe that's
timeless.
Be Thousand Oaks Boulevard. And if Vinny pushes in.
Well, everybody knows about the Italian immigrants that came to the Ventura County area.
Exactly right.
At the 14th century.
They brought their architecture with them.
That's actually a roadway.
Big poofy hats with
mall,
feathers.
And they have these areas.
Opera, Salieri.
So
oh, look at
anybody,
this.
Any
all blocked off.
Into the area
I
right
send
now,
you something
which is
from my heart,
pretty
and
smart.
You send me
that's
back.
What they're going to want to do. And then they have other areas blocked off
straight
as well. So they basically isolated this one portion of the parking lot so that.
So
no
am I still good to eat out here?
Yeah, imagine you're coming out of the lemonade with your quinoa salad and you're like, what
right
the F? What's going
am
on
I good
out
here?
In the area? Well, the ones that are probably directly across are the ones that they're going to be worried about.
Just kind of hanging out at the
fountain
here.
Yeah, fountain, beautiful. It's like where they used to have lunch on 90210.
Is happening. Not saying that they won't go that far to evacuate all of that. They probably will if this becomes a long.
See where people
out,
are shopping
long,
out there at the West.
Yeah, what do we got?
That type of standoff. Right now, though, they only have about 7, maybe 9 officers from their actual Oxnard Police Department.
Well, number one,
oh, the NARD is involved. NARD Corps is involved.
You got the best shopping and dining. That's their slogan.
Well, it really is. I've been to that place, Matt, and it is creme de la creme. In Ventura County.
Sure,
that's
right.
where McLean hangs out.
I mean, we got a lot here.
We got a Shake Shack, lemonade, marmalade, safer, Pier 1.
We got a Barnes & Noble. We have a Nike. We got a Lululemon.
At Westlake is one of those
we got a Planet Beauty.
So it's the shopping, the dining. There's
we got a
movie
spa.
Theater,
we got a
course,
Sephora.
Did you get the Nike store?
Got a
so
Nike.
A lot
got a Sur
Le
Top.
There, but at limited capacity.
You want to get some fancy cooking
well
stuff
know,
at home?
I believe there's a movie theater.
Zoom in into this white truck that is.
My daughter worked at a Brandy Melville.
The
interesting,
officers,
the Brandy Melville.
Now resulting
one
in
size only.
At the promenade
and once their print runs out, it's gone.
Brandy Granville? I heard she was just a drunk real housewife of Beverly Hills.
Brandy Melville.
Do you see that?
It's and apparently McDonald's. Sometimes it can get uncomfortable in there when you say, hey, I don't know if you're aware, but everything is one size, so I see a thumbing through that there, just to kind of let you know.
There is a boutique next to the lemonade there, the Limonada. They've gone back to commercial, but this standoff, I mean, guys, we got a standoff at a strip mall.
Ooh, they got a Union Bank ATM there.
Well, look, when American commerce is threatened by a standoff of a murder suspect and Stu Mundell's in the sky, and you go to an I'm Loving It McDonald's commercial, I got a problem with that.
Ooh, how about this? The movie theater is open.
Ventura County, Matt, they're open. L.A. County, we're screwed.
We got the war with Grandpa. Unhinged. He can happen to anyone. We got Tenet. Oh, that's the Christopher Nolan movie, right? That's supposed to be really good. Re-release of Hocus Pocus. I don't think Bette Midler's ever been as hateable as she was in that film.
She's from Maui. Something. I don't know. You seen her Twitter?
And re-release of Beetlejuice. I wouldn't mind seeing that on the big screen. Take the kids to see Beetlejuice.
Winona Ryder.
Right? Michael Keaton, Gina Davis. Classic. Who's the guy that dies? Is that nondescript white guy actor?
Or was it not somebody Goldblum. Famous?
No, it wasn't Goldblum. Because you got three powerhouses.
Well, nobody knew. Winona was kind of unknown at that time. That was one of her first movies. That might have even been before Eddie Scissorhands.
Was it that early? 1988. Here we go. Full cast and crew. The male lead was
Michael Keaton.
Well, he was Beetlejuice.
The husband.
Alec Baldwin? Was Alec Baldwin the husband?
Yeah.
Guess so.
Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis.
Nondescript white guy.
So much for nondescript white guy.
Pier 1 was having a big sale today, too. And that's a real tragedy of this.
Yeah, sweet Papa Son.
Could have got a Papa Son or a futon.
I mean, man, you really got it.
You know, they sell incense, too. We'll be right back with Tom Telesco. Talk about his beautiful quarterback and another Chargers loss.
Good
PMS
call.
On AM570, LA Sports.
Only Lucas was before me.
The Petros and Money Show.
PMS.
Podcasted at AM570LASports.com.
Petros and Money, AM570 LA Sports. It is game two tonight of the NLCS. Dodgers in a 0-1 hole to the Atlanta Braves. If you missed it, no Clayton Kershaw. Scratch with a stiff back. Tony Gonsolin will get the start. David Vasse joined us a little bit earlier from Globe Life Field. Says the Dodger bat should wake up tonight. That Max Fried is the only ace worthy level pitcher of the staff. And with Ian Anderson on the mound tonight, expects the Dodgers offense to get going. And, of course, pregame coming up at 2 o'clock when we're off first pitch at 3.
Well, Matt, we'll put our standoff at the Westlake Promenade on hold and get to our friend, Chargers GM Tom Telesco. Another wild night of football for the Chargers that was very entertaining, but the wrong results. And entertainment doesn't matter to Tom Telesco. He needs the wins. But here to discuss another very compelling performance by his quarterback and a football team that's pretty beat up is Tom Telesco on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline on PMS. What's cracking, Tom? How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Nice to have you on. At a certain point, are you surprised that the quarterback just keeps kind of upping his game as far as just hitting people downfield on a line with unbelievable arm talent in the face of a rush? I mean, he's really showing out, Tom.
Yeah, he really is, and we're seeing improvement, really marked improvement week to week. And certainly the last 2 weeks with the defenses we played, veteran defensive coordinators who are at the top of their game and really veteran defenses that are aggressive and bring a lot of pressure. And we had some tough matchups yesterday, and he stood in there and hung in and had a heck of a game and kept us in the game in some respects. So, seeing that improvement week to week this early in the season, it's great to see, and he's putting the work in, and I think he's earning the respect of his teammates in the locker room.
Is there anything that offensive coordinator Shane Steichen's holding back? I mean, we talked about it right when he got that first start. No rookie camp, no OTAs, a shortened and condensed training camp, and here's someone who's just kind of getting his first start in the league. And we knew that coming in, an academic All-American, that he was a bright young man. But do you feel like he still has to kind of figure some things out and that you are holding back at all?
Well, I don't know if holding back is the right term, but certainly for a young quarterback with not a lot of snaps under his belt, you do have to be careful of what you have in the game plan. And you know, the complexities of NFL defenses are hard week to week, and it's different than having a 10-year plus veteran at quarterback who's been in the same system for a long time. Justin has shown the ability to pick up what's been given to him. He puts in a ton of work, which is part of the deal as an NFL quarterback. It's most of the preparation is really Monday through Saturday to get ready for game day, and you go through all those different scenarios, watch the tape, work with your coaches, and then just try to execute it on game day. But he's taken on more, week after week, and we're still very early in the season, but I really like what he's done.
What can you maybe, I don't know if attribute's the right word, or what do you look at when you see the number of injuries? This is my fourth season calling Charger games. You've been here for 8 years, and the fan base seems to think this is kind of a regular occurrence. Is that fair? Is there an issue, you think, with the franchise and injuries, or is that just kind of a league-wide issue right now?
I don't think it's fair. We had a couple years ago where we were one of the top teams in the league in injury, so that was fair, but that hasn't been every year. We've been right around the average for most of the years, and then a lot of times it just depends who the player is. When a player like Derwin James gets hurt or a frontline player gets hurt, sometimes that looks a little worse, but certainly this year we have a number of starters that are out. 10 plus starters are out and some main guys, and it is what it is. If it was easy to figure out, I would obviously make changes there, but it's not. Each injury is really unique of itself, and you work your way through it. So I've got the bye coming up. Hopefully we'll get some players back the following week. But in the meantime, yesterday we played solid, good football, but not enough for 66 minutes to get the win. Injuries are, when you're in the building and there are your guys getting hurt, you always feel like that you have the most. And then when you look at the rest of the league and you actually look at the numbers, look at the data, it's usually not the case. But obviously this year, we're on the high end this year. We'll see where it ends up at the end of the year.
Tom Telesco is our guest. Do you have any updates on your receiving core, especially because once you get one back, it feels like another one checks out. But what Herbert's doing with a bunch of guys that aren't very familiar with each other is also pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't have an update yet just because we got back early in the morning this morning. But I don't sense Keenan being a serious issue. Hopefully it's not, but I don't sense that. And we got Mike Williams back probably a little quicker than we had anticipated, and he looked good yesterday. He looked he had some burst to him, ran well, so that was much needed. We'll do some work here tomorrow with the team, and then get some rest time for these guys, and try and get ready for this next group of games.
Any concern about your kicker at all, Tom? He missed one against Tampa, and then obviously a big one. It could have been a game winner yesterday.
Yeah, I understand that, but not concerned. Mike's a good kicker. He's very accurate. That is a high percentage kick for him. We do that kick every Thursday. I don't think he's missed that kick multiple times from 50 plus in those situations, at least in the practice situation. We feel really good about Mike. He missed a big kick yesterday. He gets it, but we'll move on from that.
In terms of just not getting down, and I think it's safe. We've seen this. There's a precedent, right? The team was 0-4 in Anthony's first season as a head coach. They rallied to close the season 9-3 and ended up missing the playoffs on a tiebreaker. But with what you can do, with what coach can do, any concern about morale and just through a bye week, kind of looking at the schedule and feeling like you're definitely still in this thing.
No, I don't. I'm not concerned about that. Just by watching how we played yesterday, especially in the fourth quarter. Obviously we got the lead. We're playing a very good team and we're playing Drew Brees. They're going to make a run. But even in the fourth quarter, even when they tied it, we're still able to rally back and drive down for a score. Our defense is flying around. We're getting 6, 7, 8 guys to the football on a lot of runs in the fourth quarter, playing with aggressiveness, tackling well. Drew Brees, does what Drew does on that one touchdown to the tight end. He looked off the safety and brought the ball back. And Alvin Kamara made his plays in the fourth quarter. But the intensity level and the mentality that we played with yesterday was great. And I'd love to see that. Like I said, we were out. We had some tough matchups in some different situations. But between the coaching staff and the players, I feel good about the mentality as we move in to this next set of games, just because we're seeing improvement week to week and we're playing some tough teams, but we got to get over the hump here.
That's the truth. Over the hump is where they're trying to get. A lot of exciting football, and the Chargers hope it comes to fruition with victories sooner rather than later. Tom Telesco, our friend, the GM of the Los Angeles Chargers, joining us. Thank you, Tom, and have a wonderful day and week with your family.
Thank you very much. All right, take care, guys.
All right, there he goes. Week. There he goes.
We got updates, Matt.
On the move.
They're on the phone with the guy.
He's on the move.
Oxnard PD is sending their Bearcat to the scene. So now there's two Bearcats on the scene. And I'm not talking about...
How did he get out? They blocked all the exits.
It's a murder suspect. They're not going to stop him. They're going to stop him.
Long ride.
A lot of sirens now. And he's rolling onto the five. This is an unreal chase.
Triple length turn. Southwest Lake Boulevard. Oh, Yui! There's a wrinkle. Plot twist.
M. Night Shyamalan's riding this chase. Hey, Cades.
Hold the Yui.
If this is still going on when Dodger pregame starts,
yeah,
you're going to cover it, right?
Absolutely not. He's getting on the 23.
Is that right?
We talked about the 23 yesterday with Don McClain.
Or is that the 101?
Yeah, that's the 101
that's
there.
The 101, yeah.
Yeah, that's Westlake to the 101. Here he's coming back to L.A. He's getting out of Ventura County. They missed their shot. I mean, they missed their opportunity. I mean.
How did he get away?
Fair question, right?
Like, he was in a shopping center.
Oh, is he 101 North?
He's going north.
He's going 101 North.
I tell you, he's going to San Luis Obispo.
Next stop, Camarillo.
Looney Bin. Straight to Camarillo.
The outlets. All great deals right now, I heard.
You know what? Oxnard's got a huge boner right now. They're like, we're going to take this guy out! Nordcore!
Yep, there he goes.
What's with their map?
That's a lot of lines. Should we put more or less lines on the screen? You never have too many lines.
McClain's so happy now that he can pick up his lunch at Marmalade. That got cleared out of the shopping center.
So is there like a discount?
Yeah, because you're late. I mean,
this chicken has been at room temp for like 20 minutes.
We'll be back with more PMS. Panic Brothers are in the house. We got a chase going on in Ventura County.
Isn't this great?
Tom Telesco sounded measured and nonplussed. Troubles are over.
Dude.